Back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF on this Friday, Sam Speck and Deborah Woodall with you live from the KGGF studios as we are joined over the phone by Republican Representative Doug Blex. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Nice, cool morning.
Yes,
oh,
it is.
Oh, certainly. Yes, it feels great outside.
Yeah, well, I kind of want to bring some people up to date on campaign finance issues. They may not be aware of how the system operates, that the Kansas Governmental Ethics Commission, and they regulate a lot of the campaign finance contributions or record keeping, actually a pretty important arm of the government. We actually just passed a bill this past session that increased the fine for the first couple of days to $100 a day if you're late in filing your report, and those reports are required by the Kansas Ethics Commission to be filed on about a week before the primary election on July 30th, October 29th, which would be a week before the November 6th, and then a final one before the session on January the 10th. So if people will actually get on the ethics.kansas.gov website, you can really see how a candidate in a way votes, and who supports them, what they really stand for, who they accept to take money from. For example, in a state representative, my campaign contribution, as well as others, is $500. If you're a senator, which runs on a four-year term, that's $1,000. But that really tells you recently who you stand for. And recently we had an editorial in one of the local papers that indicated, well, all these people have endorsements, and we need to do away with them and all that. Well, actually, they're pretty important. For example, I'm on the Ag and Water and Environment Committees, and, for example, Farm Bureau endorses me. Kansas Livestock Association endorses me. And that tells me they don't control me when they donate money to my campaign, but that tells the public, if they'll pay attention to it, that I support agricultural issues. And those committees don't give you campaign contributions unless you support them. So that tells the public a lot about. And then they can go on that website, they can see each organization and PAC, Political Action Committee, that donates. And that gives the public a pretty good idea. Because what I find out that a lot of people do not know how their individual representative or senator votes. Unless they're asked, and they don't really, they're working, they don't have time to mess with a lot of the issues and don't get involved as much as they should, but they don't know whether I voted yes or whether I voted no on an issue. So the Kansas Ethic is a good vehicle to use to see how that person, who they support, and how that goes on.
And you make an interesting point there, Representative Blex, in terms of, like, if we talked about an endorsement from Kansas Livestock Association or the Kansas Farm Bureau, for that matter. Those are organizations that have memberships made up of Kansas farmers, Kansas ranchers, livestock producers who are really, people that are represented by you, that live in your district.
Right.
And it's kind of a pooling of resources to get that endorsement from them.
Yes, it is. You just don't get it just because obviously they like you to vote the way they want you to vote, and that's true with all lobbyists. I'm endorsed by Kansas Chamber of Commerce and Kansas Federation of Independent Businesses. Actually, Representative Kelly and I are only one of 13 across the state that are represented in the primary by the Kansas Independent. Wow, this is friendly. I think business, and particularly small business, is critical and important to the state of Kansas. So really, you kind of need to look at endorsements, and that information is, with a couple of clicks on your computer, is out there and available.
Yeah, and important to know who people are being supported by, and I think we're seeing a congressional race where there is some some rather, you know, hot issues in regards to Mr. Watkins and where money's coming from to help finance his campaign in terms of his father. And, you know, does that make you reconsider how you cast your ballot? Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. But it's up to you to get the information and decide for yourself.
And that's true. And another issue is the PACs, the Political Action Committee. I recently, as well as all the other registered Republicans, received a PAC on an issue of how I voted. Now, that can be good, and I voted the way I voted, and I stand for how I vote. I don't back down from why I vote. I usually try to explain to people why I vote. But that card at a Political Action Committee is I cannot, by law, or any other candidate, have any contact with that Political Action Committee. So they can actually independently, and do, send out a card, a mailer that says can be sometimes a little misleading if you don't really understand. So, and it can actually be designed, or they in their mind, to help you because they have an individual axe to grind to get their, you know, their policy or their law or something, whatever bill introduced. But, you know, it can actually hurt you because that tells the public, you know, well, he voted no on this, or he voted yes on this, and sometimes people take that wrong. But and then you have candidates that I can work with an advertising company and send out a mailer, you know, that stands for what I believe, my platform, who I stand for. So they're a little bit confusing because a candidate cannot have any contact with a political action committee.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, it is certainly political season now, and a lot of people are considering how they're going to vote in the primary. And once we get through that, well, then we'll just be a short period of time away from the general election.
Yeah, it gets. I have a primary opponent, and whoever wins on August the 7th will not have a opposing party opponent for the general election. So if I win, I can kind of coast. If I don't win, I guess I can kind of coast too. But yeah, it's been a kind of a tough season, particularly statewide races, a lot of choices. And people really need to be informed because this is a one-shot deal. We have registered independents or unaffiliated voters, and they, on the Republican side, they don't vote. Cannot vote in the primary, so they really can't, and most elections are decided in the primary, so it is important to be informed. It is important to know as much as you can about your candidate, because they're in a lot of the statewide offices, they're going to be there for the next 4 years.
Yeah, absolutely. All right.
Anyhow, I people ask me, said, what's it cost to run an election? Oh, man, it can get crazy. You know, it's of course a matter of public record. I spent slightly over $8,000, primarily in advertising, that went to newspapers, and you have to fill out all kinds of reports. KGGF, which has been a great asset for my district, collected a little bit of that fund, and I certainly think it's money well spent. So, you know, that's how things work. Some of the more contested races, oh my gosh, the sky's the limit on them. It costs a lot of money. You got all your travel, you got your advertisements, and they're not cheap. And a lot of people think, well, if you spend money, money buys elections. Well, in some ways it does. I have to rely on the radio stations and newspapers. I have 5 counties. I have multiple newspapers, and so I have to cover all the way to Ark City, Winfield, and El Dorado news media, and so it costs me a lot more money than it would be somebody like Representative Kelly, who has just all of his district is in Montgomery County.
Yeah, and that's true, and it does cost money to run for office. Unfortunately, you know, people don't just look at issues anymore. They do need. You know, it does help when you can get the word out, either through political advertising and to let people know, you know, where you stand on the issues and what it is you hope to accomplish as a lawmaker. So we always appreciate you, Representative Blex, and your willingness to join us here on the radio once a month, as our other elected officials do as well. And, you know, it's a great way for us to make sure that our listeners are able to stay as informed as possible as they can on what's going on in the state capitol, because quite honestly, I mean, we're, you know, 2.5 hours away from Topeka, and all of our news outside of KGGF radio and, you know, the newspaper comes out of Oklahoma. So it's very, very difficult, I think, sometimes for people to be informed as an electorate. And I think that this particular set of Under the Dome interviews we do is vitally important to making sure that people get to know you and, you know, what you stand for.
Yes, I appreciate that. And it's a good program, and in our rural area, it certainly does inform people. A lot of people listen to the radio while they're doing their job. You know, maybe out mailing, hey, listen to the radio. So, you know, they've got to make a living. They don't have time to get involved necessarily in a lot of political stuff like some of us do. So, it does serve as a great vehicle to get the word out.
All right. Well, we appreciate you joining us this morning, Representative Blex, and we'll see how things turn out for you next Tuesday. Of course, we'll have live election coverage here, and people will be able to keep up to date and hear their vote count right here on the mighty 690 KGGF.